I just started watching Wipeout, which is funnier than hell. You know, Big Fatty over at Big Fatty Online, he talks about the Wipeout because he likes big balls. But I just started watching it as a fluke. It just happened to be on, and I started laughing my ass off. It's a great, great, funny show, kind of based on those Japanese game shows where they humiliate their contestants. But it's a great show.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He likes big balls.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 922 with the BFO for Friday, the 12th of August, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I've got 9 voice letters to play. Big Fatty! Hello, Baconettes! Dear gussie, Big Fatty, what the hell is that? Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, I don't remember who suggested Baconettes. It may have been a Mexican. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I continue to be overwhelmed by the love from the listeners, y'all. It's just unbelievable. I have continued to get Twitter messages and e-letters, and y'all, it's just unbelievable. And y'all, I've got 9 voice letters, birth canal exiting voice letters that I want to play for you, because y'all, they're special. They are just special. Now, y'all, I will say, even though today is Friday, I personally listen to these all on my birthday, or whenever they came in after that. So it's just that you're going to be a little delayed in getting to hear them. But Big Fatty got the sentiment when the sentiment. Poor Big Fatty got the sentiment at the right time. So anyway, y'all, before we get into today's little show, y'all, I'm playing the Words with Friends with many of you out there, and y'all, I had a little note from Princess Hannah, and y'all, she's evidently she's in the hospital having a procedure, as they call it. She's having a procedure, and y'all, I didn't want to get into it. But y'all, keep her in your thoughts. Her procedure is today on Friday. And so y'all, like I say, keep her in your thoughts, and we'll wish her well. And maybe she's having her baconette checked. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, and y'all, you know, this is a big week. This is a big week because, you know, Big Fatty had his exiting of the birth canal celebration, and that Dr. Stone had his exiting of the birth canal celebration. And y'all, tomorrow, the 13th, y'all, on the 13th of August, which I might add is a full moon. Big Fatty, you've ruined it now. Y'all, that is the Anaher. Y'all, that is the anniversarium of the old gal. It is of the old gal out there in the Walnut Hills. Her and Myron, y'all, they've been together 138 years. And y'all, they're just beginning to they're becoming one. You know how people, you know, their pets. You know, they say that people and their pets start to look alike. Well, y'all, Myron and the old gal, y'all, they're becoming one. They're morphing. They are morphing into one. So happy morphing anniversary, and I hope the full moon brings good things for you, for the old gal and Myron. Y'all, I think they're going out for supper. They're going to some old Italian restaurant. Y'all, she's bitching and complaining about people not liking her favorite Italian restaurant. Y'all, I don't blame her. Y'all, it's just, I just don't like it. No. no. So go on out there and y'all. But I gotta say, you know, there are some places that just recently, Big Fatty, Granny and Miss Porter took Big Fatty out to eat last Sunday for the celebration. And y'all, the place that we went, y'all, they used to have really good steaks and baked potatoes and you know, it came with a garden salad. Well, y'all, now it's the same price, but the garden salad is not included. Oh, y'all, that is fried chicken and some glazed poke. But y'all, it was good, but it wasn't like it used to be. And I think a lot of businesses are just getting, you know, they just don't care. They just don't care. But I hope that Italian, the Mussolini's, I believe is the name of the restaurant that they're going to. I hope Mussolini's will be just as lovely as she remembers. And yo, she don't remember worth a shit anymore. Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Teresa from the Seattles. I'm just calling to wish you a very happy birthday and let you know that I'm thinking about you and that I miss you and I love you. I'm in the process of catching up on shows, what else is new, but I could not forget your birthday. So I hope you have a good one, and I hope to talk to you soon. All right, Big Fatty, love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Teresa out there in the Seattle, y'all, which is very close to Mexico. And, y'all, it's been forever and a day since we heard from Teresa. And, y'all, evidently she's been very busy with her gentleman callers or her boyfriend or whatever. Y'all, you know, they like to go down there to Oregon, down there where Phil, my domestic straight boyfriend, is. And y'all, yesterday, I think when I opened his little gift out, y'all, I think I called him Paul. But y'all, it's just because Big Fatty is old. Y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, I gotta just tell you this. Well, I'll tell you a little bit later. But anyway, and y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about these 9 calls is not a single one of them from Miss Kathy Bacon. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Peter G. Happy, happy birthday. I hope it's gaping and lubricated for you. We love you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling.
Well,
bye.
Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, that is Peter G out there in the Oaklands. And y'all, you know, today is the lubricated gaping mall. And goodness gracious, y'all, let me just say, sometimes it needs a little extra lubricate. Big Fatty, please. We're having Cheerios. But y'all, Peter G used the BFO app to send that voice letter to us. And y'all, it sounded like he was either in his car or in a wind tunnel or something like that. I don't know. So anyway, yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Brian in Denver. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Have a great day.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's Brian in Denver. You know, he and David out there in the Denver, they made the Hamasol. And y'all, I can tell you something. I can tell you something. The last thing I need right now is a damn Hamasol, because y'all, it's hot. It's just hot. It's just hot. But y'all, the auxiliary rat was just on, and he was saying that we are the first of next week. Y'all, we are only going to see temperatures in the upper 80s. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be. Well, you may need the Hamasol if it's only getting that warm.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brother Sadus. As one of your more senior listeners, I find that it has fallen on me to welcome you to the Old Farts Club. Now, we hold our meetings at 4:30 every Thursday at the Country Buffet out on Highway 7. If you have any problems getting there, let us know. I know Brother James says his youngest son, Pete, says he has been to see you several times for puppet shows. It's wonderful that you give your time to the young people in our town. So if you have any problems getting there, let us know. We'll see you there. Oh, by the way, Thursdays is all you can eat.
Oh, dear gussy. Y'all, that was Brother Sinatus, and y'all, it sounded like he was about to shot himself, so maybe he had to run. Ah, Big Freddy, maybe he's got the runs. But, Brother Sinatus, thank you so much for welcoming me into the old Farts Club. It's just lovely that you took the time to remind me how old I am. And, y'all, before I play the rest of these voice letters, y'all, I just want to say about being an old fart. Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Huh? Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I've got the coupon here. I went to the Vons East after I recorded yesterday's show, and y'all, I had to get a birthday card for my niece, and y'all, they had a coupon. If you buy one, you got one free. And y'all, I bought myself a little Pepperidge Farm coconut cake. Y'all, it was delicious. I didn't eat the whole thing. But it was the slice I had during the Big Brother when was that? Was that Wednesday night I saw Big Brother? Yes! It was lovely. And I'm going to have another big old slice later on, y'all. Maybe when I'm watching the Wipeout, you know, as you heard the Seda 69 at the beginning of today's show talking about it. Y'all, I gotta tell you, they had some Codon Blue chicken bazooms on sale, y'all, but these were different, because, you know, a lot of those bazooms, those Codon Blues that you buy at the Von's East, y'all, they're breaded. These are not breaded, they're just seasoned. So, y'all, I'm looking forward to having that. Y'all, I got some ham and eggs, and I bought me a roast. And y'all, they had the good gas card. Big Freddy, you don't need a gas card. But anyway, and y'all, speaking of gas, you know that poop pad. Big Freddy, please, the poop pad that I told you about yesterday, the flatulence thing that goes in your underpants. Y'all, yeah, I didn't know who it was from. Well, y'all, I found out who it was from. Can you guess who it might be? Can you? Huh? Can you guess? Y'all, it's from that Kimball beaver out there in the Feroce Islands. Y'all, who knew? Who knew that, oh, yuck, that you could get those. And y'all, evidently, Brother Sinatus may need to use one of those, too, over there at the Country Buffet. And y'all, I do not know. I do not know if that is spelled C-U-N-T or not. But yeah, anyway, y'all, they have the gas card. You buy the $50 gas card and $25 worth of groceries, and you got $10 off the gas card. And y'all, then the penny coupon. And y'all, I went to the cute little cashier. What was his name? His name was Barry. Barry. And Barry's a sweet little thing. But he says, Big Freddy, do you want the penny coupon? And y'all, I had read that they post the sign as you come in the door, and it said what I read was sweet tea 16-ounce container, public sweet tea available in the deli, 16-ounce container. So y'all, I got me a little 16-ounce container of the Publix, the Von's East sweet tea. And y'all, normally they'll give you a half gallon on the penny coupon. But I thought, you know, these are tough economic times. So I said, well, we'll just see. And anyway, I said, well, I've got the sweet tea right there. He goes, well, that's not what the penny coupon is. I said, well, that's what it says on the sign. Y'all, come to find out, Big Fatty can't read. Y'all, it was sweet coleslaw. Y'all, I felt so stupid. Then he says, do you qualify for the senior discount? I said, how old do you have to be to get it? He said, 60. I said, mentally I'm there, physically I'm not. So he laughed at that one, too. So anyway. All right, y'all, let's get back. Oh, I didn't finish telling you about the coupon, y'all. I spent $67.66, but $50 of that is gas. And y'all have saved $21.30, so y'all think that's pretty good. I think that is pretty good. What do you think of that, Timmy Sims?
Happy birthday, big fatty. It's Timmy Sims. You're lucky I love you. You've been quite the little stinker this week. All I gotta say is that no matter what anyone thinks or you say or anyone else say, you're the one that I wake up to every morning. I love you. Happy birthday, and take care of you.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Freddy, he didn't know you very well. You're not just a stinker this week. No, I'm a stinker all the time. That's why I got that poop pad. Big Freddy, please don't say poop pad anymore. It's just vulgar. Vulgar, 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 vulgar. Vulgar. And by the way, I encourage the ginger man, that colored boy, I don't know what his name is over there at the Foul Monkeys. I encourage them to play that little clip on their little show. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll get them going.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill over here in St. Louis. I was listening to your show this morning on the drive-in, and aren't you just a Mr. Smart Guy? Not mentioning it was your birthday today. So here I am. I'm calling to wish you a very happy birthday. Hope you had a great one. And I hope to meet you sometime. I was going to try and meet you in Las Vegas, but the old ball and chain can't get off work. So I guess it'll have to wait. Talk to you later. Happy birthday. Bye-bye.
Oh, dear. I see y'all, that is Bill in St. Louis. Y'all, he was the 2009 and first number one fan of the BFO. And I am crushed. I'm crushed that the old ball and chain couldn't get off for you to come on over to the Las Vegas. You know, Ange up there in BC, you know, he's going to be saying, ball and chain, who's that? I don't have a ball and... No! What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Don't you like my blue hair and my ass? Oh, Big Fatty, please!
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Short Bus wishing you a happy birthday. I hope that everything is good with you in the land of bacon. And that's pretty much it. Have a great day.
Yeah, Gussie, that is the one and only Short Bus. And y'all, speaking of Ange in BC, I believe that's what he's going to be driving. Ah! Big Freddy, he's not going to be driving the Short Bus. Nobody's going to be driving that little yellow school bus, driving the Pride 48 people around. But y'all, Short Bus is up there in the Mexico. And so, and lovely. Just lovely to hear his voice. And y'all, you know who else's voice it's lovely to hear? Yes, Big Fatty, we do.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Melissa the Confused. I'm just calling to wish you a happy birthday. Actually, I said happy birthday to you on your actual birthday yesterday, but I hadn't called in. And so I woke up this morning and I thought, before I leave for work, I better call Big Fatty. So anyway, here I am calling you, saying happy birthday, and I hope you have a great day, and eventually sometime probably early next week you'll get something in the P.O. box from me. Okay, I will talk to you or see you when I get to Vegas. So anyway, have a great day. I love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that's Melissa the Confused. She's out there in the court. Oh, dear Gussie, out there in the California, eh? And y'all, I'm running out of time, but I've got one more call, and it's from the California, eh? Also, yes, Big Fatty, get it in!
Dear Big Fatty, this is Ian calling from the California. I want to wish you a happy belated birthday. I'm sorry that I wasn't aware and I'm a little behind. I'm finally catching up. Have a wonderful exiting the kitty cat birth canal and the rainbow unicorn something. Have a great day. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling, Ian and Melissa the Confused. And I'm sorry I didn't have more time to comment on your lovely calls. But, you know, it is a full moon weekend and Big Fatty is all discombobulated. Plus, you know, if you know Big Fatty, there's one thing that you all know about him.
He likes big balls.
Yes! Yes, Big Fatty, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.